Gentlemen, as I, we're holding it right now in a very bitter time, tough times in Klai Yisrael, tough times in the world, and I want to focus on the following. We mentioned that the word Corona has a very interesting meaning. We said that Corona is a kuf vav resh, which means core, which means freezing, cold. We're in a cold time, we're in a bitter time, and we mentioned that there's also the letters vav, nun, and hey. Nun is by itself. The number 50. The number 50 has no match. Only another 50 can match it up. Every other number in the tens column have additions, meaning 10 and 90, 20 and 80. So all those letters have a combo. Nun does not have a combo. And the same thing with the letter Hey. Hey does not have a combo besides itself, because the letter Aleph has a combo of Ches. And the letter Beis is a combo of Ches. So Nun and not each person is right now by themselves. So that's part of the musik of what we're going through. We're right now by ourselves, but with this Zoom that we have going, we're not by ourselves. I have my cousin from far away. I haven't seen him in a while. There he is. And we're not anymore by ourselves. We're all together. Right? Besimcha, as he's wearing on his sweatshirt. So Bekitzer, we're all besimcha. So that's the Corona word that we've been going with till now. But I wanna say over the following, this Shvile Pinchas just came out with a mimer. And my son actually sent it to me. He came on to the shiur for about a second, but not longer than that. So anyways, it says over there in the Shvile Pinchas, the Shvile Pinchas wants to connect the different pasuk in the Torah. But he starts off with the following akdam. He says that goyim, it says in Chazal, there's a medrash that says that the goyim also have negoyim, and the yidden do not have negoyim. That means the leprosy, what we talk about in Parshas Matzorah, the goyim get and the yidden don't get. And everybody asks on the medrash, but the pasuk says that what? That only yidden get, and not goyim. So how could the medrash say that goyim get it, but not yidden? So the way that it's explained is the following. Klali, so when things are happening crazy out there in the world, we're supposed to open up our eyes and we're supposed to say, what's going on? What are we supposed to learn from this? I think Rabbi Feiner just mentioned this in one of his shiurim. What are we supposed to be learning from what's going on? I think everyone's asking this question. What is it that we're supposed to know? So when we see this thing happening in China, what were we supposed to do? When we saw it spreading to Italy, what were we supposed to be doing? So the mindset we're supposed to be doing something, and I think we missed the boat. And that's why it's already in our machana, and it's already being very tough.
Hello.
Oh, Shrai. Did Ruby leave?
How you doing? Out here these days.
I think Ruby left, no?
I don't think he likes
it. Yeah, what happened there?
So I guess class is all
because you came.
Yeah, well, like, okay, guys, I'm giving share. Little plot twist.
Hello.
Here we go. So basically, as you were saying,
whoa, you shaved. Wow.
Yeah. Eliyahu Rothberg. How are you doing?
What's up? What's up?
Why is it Eliyahu?
Something wrong with the reception here, by the way.
Yeah. Baruch, what's your background? Where is that in your, like, how do you get that?
I don't know. I play on it's called green screen. I'll put myself in here. You were on the Georgia trip?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Do you remember this place?
You're in 1 second. You're in big. Yeah, I do. That's the hotel.
Wait, how do you get a green screen?
I don't know.
It's a thing. You can press it.
Shaggy, looking good, Shaggy.
There are random stuff floating around my house.
I give up. Hey!
All right.
That was bad.
My microphone is on.
You have to get. Okay. Oh, there you go.
Gentlemen, everyone going to start?
Oh, boy.
Okay, the item's ready?
Oh.
Yeah, we are ready. Let's go.
Ready. We ready.
We're in the process of discussing. Shrugging, nice baby face. We're in the process of discussing the Musa Gavod of the coronavirus, and we said that the Shvile Pinchas wants to say something very interesting. He starts off the following message. The message says that the goyim get saras and yidden don't. And the question is pumfaker. And we said that the word is that the ganze Welt gets hurt. The ganze Welt gets get smoked with different diseases, and we're supposed to wake up. We're supposed to take the musr. We're supposed to do something about it. And apparently over here, it's spreading from China to Italy and further on. We're obviously not getting the point. What is exactly the point that we're supposed to get? So Shmuel Pinchas wants to be mechadish the following chiddush based on a pasuk. The pasuk is the following. It says, "V'shamartem v'asisem kihi chachmaschem uvinaschem meinei ha'amim." It says because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to us b'chol kareinu elo. And any time that we call to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to listen to us. B'chol tzara v'tzara. So what we see over here is the lashon of koreinu is the same lashon of corona. So the Shvili Pinchas wanted to say that koreinu is a lashon of corona. Koreinu means when we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means the musag of tefillah is the musag that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to accept from us at all times. B'chol tzara u'tzara. Now, it was in China, and apparently Klai Yisrael did not daven hard enough, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu spread it to Italy. And it was in Italy, and apparently Klai Yisrael hasn't davened enough, and therefore it spread further. We are right now in the Tkufa, that we're between Rosh Chodesh benching of Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh. We're mamish in the middle of those two parashiyas, where the Torah is coming in, and lifespan is bringing us to Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan is a very special month. The Vilna Gaon says that every single one of the months, there are 12 months, every single one of the months has a special characteristic. Mm-hmm. But the characteristic that's Nogea to Chodesh Nisan is the characteristic called Sicha, which is another Lashon of Dibur. What exactly does Sicha mean? Why is it different than Dibur? Why is it different than Amira? These are things that we're going to try to explain this afternoon or this evening, depending on where you are. First, I want to point out the following. We have to realize what the Maharal says about this tongue. Every one of our bodies, every one of our avorim, every one of our limbs that we have in our body, legs, arms, head, everything is standing upright. The one thing that doesn't stand upright is our tongue. Our tongue is flat. Our tongue is supposed to be at what? At bay. We're not supposed to overtalk. We're supposed to talk in the right place at the right time. The talk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is Torah. soon we're going to shell it to the matzav of tefillah. The musag of tefillah, that b'chol kareinu elav, the musag of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from this corona, is that he wants that Klai Yisrael should be davening. He's shutting down minyanim here and there. Davening with a minyan is the most unbelievable, schus. But it doesn't mean that you can't daven without a minyan. If a person is nebach stuck without a minyan, they're still davening. A person can still daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is begging us for our tefillahs. We should be zeichet to be able to daven in the right way. So today we're discussing the musag of dibur, sicha and amira. So let's start like this. This is for Shragi, this is for you especially. There's a famous sefer and a very chashuv yid in Eretz Yisrael. His name is Rabbi Zucker. Rabbi Zucker has a shul in Ramat Eshkol. He's a chashuv rov, a chassidish yid. And he wants to say like this, why is it that Rosh Chodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh, is a hakdama for Pesach? What is it about that? He says, if you look at the musagim of Pesach, you will see that everything is about dibur. What does Pesach mean? It's Pesach, that the mouth speaks. The Indian of Pesach is the Indian that the mouth speaks. What's paroi? Paro is pe ra. Shalom aleichem, Rabbi Hofstadter. Pe ra. Pe ra is what? Is paro's name is pe ra. An evil, evil speech, an evil mouth. We have to realize what's going on here. We're starting off a new year. We're starting off for Chodesh Nisan. But Nisan what? This is the beginning of the year. It's Chodesh Ha'aviv. What's Aviv? Aviv is a lashon of Av, Yud Beis. It's the beginning of the Yud Beis Chadashim. And the first thing, says the Goyim, that a person has to start is Dibur. Why is it Dibur? Why is it Sicha? Why? What is it about davening? What is it about speaking? That's the first, a cutie pie. What is it about sicha, davening, that it's the first what? It's the first thing that a person has to what? Person has to build in his year. So let's try to go to this musaq. So continues the Rabbi Zucker, and he says like this. He says, what is Kiddush HaChodesh? What are we doing? We're giving edus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he created the world. He says, it's so interesting. Where does Kiddush HaChodesh come? In which masechta? Aaron, you knocked down all the masechtas already. Which masechtas is Kiddush HaChodesh have in it? Which masechta, you remember?
Kiddush HaChodesh?
Yeah, Kiddush HaChodesh. Masechta, the Masechtas you just finished. You just finished that Seder. One of those Masechtas in that Seder talks about Kiddush HaChodesh.
Okay, maybe I didn't do that one yet.
In Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. In Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, what's Rosh Hashanah about? Yom Adin, Hayom HaRasoyim, the beginning of what? The beginning of creation. When was that? The first day of creation. Rosh Hashanah was the first day of creation, which was the sixth day of creation when Adam was created. And that is the Masechta that has in it what? Kiddush HaChodesh. The Heilige Ger Rebbe in Sfas Emes explains the following, that a Yid was created to give Eidus to the Ribbono Shel'olam, to give Eidus that a Kadosh Baruch Hu exists. Every time we zug a Shikol Torah, every time we say a Pasuk, every time we're learning Torah, and every time we obviously daven towards the Ribbono Shel'olam and we're looking towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is obviously a testimony to the fact that he exists. Kiddush HaChodesh is exactly that. It is testimony to the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu exists. And when we're mevarech the Chodesh and we're looking forward to the Chodesh, we're testifying to the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Because what do we do in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis? What's the beginning of Bereishis? Bereishis is the beginning. And what is it all about? It's about the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Bereishis is it comes in line with the musag of what? With the musag of Makas Becheiris. They say that there are Asara Ma'amores Nivra Olam, which we'll talk about soon, and there are Eser Makas. And the Asara Ma'amores go together with the Eser Makas. The 10th Makas, which is Makas Becheiris, goes together with the first Maimer of Bereishis. This is all testimony to the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu comes, that Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. All about Mitzrayim was all about the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. So it says Rav Zucker that Lamaisa, this could also what? This could also explain the Musag of what? The Musag of Rashi. Rashi asks in the first Rashi, Bereishis Barlikin. Why are we starting the Torah with Bereishis? We should really start with the Chayadish HaSalacha. Elo what? Says Rav Zucker that this is the testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The first thing and the number one thing that he does is he to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you okay? Afsad, you alright? It gives aidus to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That's what we see in Bereishis. That's what we see in Kiddush HaChodesh. That's what you see on and on in Makas Becheiris. Excuse me, in all the Makas, in all of Yetzias Mitzrayim. What does it say over there in Yetzias Mitzrayim? That the Kadosh Baruch Hu showed up in Yetzias Mitzrayim. He showed up by the Yetzia. He showed up by Makas Becheiris. Esa Sheri Salati Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu was showing himself off. So these are the Musagim of what? Of Kadosh Baruch Hu, of Eidus. He says also like this. He says, if you look at the beginning of the Masech in Brachas, Much of Klal Yisrael started with Maseches Brachas. How does Brachas start? With the Inyan of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And then the sixth paragraph is all about Brachas. Borei Nefoshes Rabbeis. Borei Priya Eitz. Borei Priya Gofen. Borei Minei Mezainis. Everything is about Borei. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Borei the Olam. Brachas is all about the fact that what? They were giving testimony to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So this is an unbelievable musag that what? That the Inyan of the Yareach is really an Inyan of Yesh Ma'ayin, because the Yareach starts off with nothing. In the beginning of the month, it wasn't there. All of a sudden, it appears, and what? And Klal Yisrael runs to give Eidus that they saw the Chodesh. That's giving Eidus to the fact that there's something called Yesh Ma'ayin. That is called Bria Sa'ayin. So let's stop here for a second, and let's reanalyze. What we're talking about is the Musag of giving Eidus to the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu was buried in Olam. We're saying that Kiddush HaChodesh is giving is Eidus. We're saying that that's all about the beginning of the Torah. We're saying that that's Nichlal into Rosh Hashanah, which Rosh Hashanah is about Kiddush HaChodesh. The beginning of a Yid is all about giving Eidus. And we explained from the Shvi'i Pinchas that's the Inyan of Corona. B'chol Koreinu Eilov. We're always looking to what? To daven towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because that's the biggest Eidus. When 10 Yidin are getting together, or any Yid davens and puts on tefillin, or davens Mincha, or davens Meir, he's giving Eidus that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. What is he davening? He's davening towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, I said that we're going to discuss the Musag of Chodesh Nisan, that in Chodesh Nisan says that the Vilna Gaon is the Musag of Sicha. Sicha means a certain type of speech. We'll call it, for this definition, we'll call it conversation. Now the question is, we have something called Asara Ma'amores, which are statements, which is Amira. Amira is a Lashon Racha, as we'll speak about soon. There's something called Aseres Adibros, which is a Lashon of what? Kosher. Aber Lamaisa, the Vilna Gaon says that what? That Nisan is about conversation. What's the difference between conversation, dibur, which is a lashon kasha, and what? And a mimer, which is lashon rach. Very interesting. Three different gedarim of speech. We're going to get a little bit deep in terms of what? In terms of the different understandings of what dibur. So let's first start with the following. Let's do asara mamaris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Asara Mamos. Now, there was no world, there were no people, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking, and his statements are creating the world. Each mimer creates the world. It doesn't have to be sharp. It doesn't have to be strong, because there was no one not to be Mekayim. Everything was what was non-animate that had to be Mekayim. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the animals, which don't have their own Bechira. So therefore, everything was very soft. When it comes to what? To Kabbalah Sotera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says first to the women. What does he say? Koisoymar leveis Yaakov, the inyan of Amira. So Amira is a lashon of racha. Amira is an inyan of speech. But speech in a soft way. Then there's something called dibur. Once there's man and there's something called Kabbalah Sotera, it has to be done with what? With Aseret HaDibros. Once Klal Yisrael is ready to be Mekabel, and they said that they want to do Naaseh B'Nishma, so comes Aseret HaDibros. They have to be kosher. That's a harder lashon. Then there's something called sicha, which is called conversation. Conversation means very lax, very light. I say something, you say something back. You say something, I say something back. And we're schmoozing here and there. What's this inyan of schmoozing? If there's a musig of peh sach, of the mouth speaking, and there's a peh ra that we have to go against in paro, and the whole vigara to levincha bayayim ahu, if there's the whole mitzvah is to give over the sipur yitzis mitzrayim, it's a sipur, it's a story. A story is done how? Very lightly, very conversational wise. The kids ask questions, we say back. It's a lashon of conversation. Why is it a lashon of conversation? What is it about the conversation? So something very interesting in halacha. We never allow goyim to give eitz. Goyim are pasul eitz. What happens if you have what? Joe Shmo saying to a different Joe Shmo, telling him over a story of what happened today in the Jewish kitchen. And one guy saying to the other, you know, the rat ran in and then we couldn't find him and then whatever, he was running up the thing and then he ran by the pot so we couldn't see. The lamais, I found him later on, so it's okay. Now the Yidden were wondering where the rat went because they saw it in the cameras, but now they couldn't find it. Now that they hear from the goy that the rat ran out the door, they could be semich on the goy. Why can they be semich on the goy? So the Gemara calls this lashon, and it's used in the Rishonim, it's called mesiach lefi tumay, which means it's schmoozing. How is it schmoozing? Lefi tumay, it means in a very tumimistic way. I'm not giving edus because when I'm sitting on the stand, I'm a nervous wreck. What am I going to say? How do I say it? They're going to ask me questions. They're going to try to trip me up. And I know that every word is going to stand. When I'm stand schmoozing with somebody else, I don't think I'm on camera. I don't think I'm being held accountable. And I'm stand schmoozing it out. Sicha is that musa. Two goyim that stand speak it out, they don't think that they're giving edus, they're not going to lie because they're stand speaking. When they know that we're holding on their words, we know that we're holding on their words to give edus, if they have to lie, they're going to want to lie, so they'll lie. But here we're just catching them stand schmoozing. So when we catch stam smoozing, that's called mesiach, which is lashon of sicha, lefi tuma in a very tmimistic way. What does this inyan of sicha and tmimas have to do one with another? So the Bilvavi Mishkan Ebnes says something so beautiful. He says Amira is a statement. He says dibur is a what? Is a harsh declaration. Sicha is when we're having a conversation back and forth. How was this conversation? The same conversation that we have by davening. Tfila la'oni kiyasei, but lifnei Hashem yishpoich, the last word is sichoi. Sichoi is the inyan of davening. Siach is a conversation. What's a conversation with Rebbe Shlomo? And it's a lashon of tmimus, like we said before. What's this inyan of tmimus to be oimed lifnei HaMelech? We're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're saying like this, especially in these times. We have absolutely no idea what we're supposed to be doing. We have absolutely no idea how to curb this. We have absolutely no idea how to end this. We are suffering. People are dying. People are... Anoshim chashuvim are stuck with this. What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Guess what? We don't know. And the only thing we can do is come with a tmimus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, help us out. And daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the lashon of what? In the lashon of conversation. We're looking towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us out. We don't know what we're supposed to do. We don't know what life is supposed to be. We don't know where we're supposed to be. We're stuck. We're stuck in a matzav. And this matzav can only be ended by you, the Ribono Shel Olam. He's the only person we can turn to. That's the lashon of tmimus. And that's the lashon of oni kiyate. So listen to this unbelievable zug that I just saw b'shem the Baal Shem. The Baal Shem Tov says, Tfila la'oni kiyatev. What does it mean, Tfila la'oni kiyatev? That the oni, he encapsulates the ganza tfila. Why? He says like this, says the Baal Shem Tov, that every person who has any sort of money, any sort of wealth, says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, help me. I'm in X tax bracket. I want to be to the next tax bracket. I want to go higher. I want to make more money. I want to make more. What does the oni say? The oni says, I don't got anything. I don't have anything. I'm looking for something. So says the oni like this. Explains the Svarim HaKadosh. Explains, the oni says like this. Everybody else is looking for what? Everybody else understands different brackets and understands different levels and can ask for something more. I don't have anything. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are willing to give people shefa, and you send shlichim, you send malachim, and you send different things to send them, to give them opportunity to make money. Unbelievable. Says the Ani, though, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not there. You know what I want? I don't want to be sent by a malach. I don't want to be given by a malach. I want one thing. Lifnei Hashem yishbech sichu. I want to what? I want to have shaychis to you. Lifnei Hashem. I want to be Eimid Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to have your shaychis. I want to be connected to you. Everybody else has other dargas that they can look for and to ask for. I don't have any more dargas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the only thing that I can look for. You're the only thing that I have shaychis to. So Lifnei Hashem yishbech sichu is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to have a conversation with you. I want to have connection. And that's what tefillah is. Tefillah is a conversation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it comes to the Torah is all about das. Torah is about understanding, bina and das, getting through chachma, wisdom in Torah. What is tefillah about? Tefillah is about tmimus. It's about we don't know. It's about we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't have answers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you only have the answers. Only you can help us. And that's the difference between what? Between tefillah and Torah. Torah is a musag of what? Of chachma, bina, v'dibarta bom, din of das. Ein oni ela b'das, says the Gemara. Only an oni has das. What's das? Only an oni doesn't have das, excuse me. Because ein oni ela b'das means that what? Only an oni is somebody that doesn't have das. Because when it comes to Torah, Torah is full of das. An oni, tfila la oni kiyate, l'ifnei Hashem yishbech sicha, that we're coming towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu saying, we don't know. And that's the tmimus dikatai. We're coming towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu saying, we don't know what you want. We don't know what it is, and we don't have the answers. You have the answers. And we're making ourselves small. We're making ourselves like an ani. We don't have anything. And the only thing that we want is the conversation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is the siach. And that's what Chodesh Nisan is about, says the Vilna Gaon. Siach, tefillah. The Indian coming towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu saying, we don't have answers. Only you have answers. We want to become closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it says like this, in order to what? In order to come to davening, a person needs two things. You have to be your day of your oimed lefnei ha-melech. You have to be your day of your oimed lefnei ha-melech. What's that meaning of your day lefnei ha-melech? If you think that you're coming in front of the melech and saying to the melech, I know everything, I'm a baal gaiva, I know everything, I can do everything, then what koichi ve'eitzim yadi? That's not called tefillah, because that's not oimed lefnei ha-melech. What does oimed lefnei ha-melech mean? Melech, malchei ha-melechim, you have all the answers. And that's what we do by Chodesh Nisan. And Chodesh Nisan is what? Is the Chodesh of Malachim. That's when we start counting from Malachim. It's mamash unbelievable. It just hit me now. Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. So we have to look at Chodesh Nisan as the time that what? The time of davening. We're coming towards tefillah. And no better than to speak to people that are makbid on minyanim and people that are makbid on what? On davening. The tefillah b'tzibur. People that are interested in the davening. People that stand the whole time by davening. We need rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the only thing that we can do is stand in front of him and beg for tefillah. And that's the Indian of siach. And lemaisa, this is something that what? That the women have much easier, because the Gemara says that what? Eser kavin of what? Of dibur yardo la'olam, v'tisha not l'noshim. Women have a much easier time davening. You know why? Because women know that they're batal to their husbands. Women know that they're batal. They need more. They need something else. A man, if he had to, a man would exist without a woman. Man doesn't need to get married. He doesn't have to become bottle to somebody else. We always think that we have the answer. We always think that we can do. We can push harder. We can work stronger. We can be better. That's a problem that we have. So a woman has the Indian of Dibur much easily. Much Indian of Dibur and the Indian of Tefillah. Why? Because the Indian of Siach is just an Indian of conversation. Because, bro, I don't know. I'm not a man de'omar. I can't say something and I can't command something. I can only have a verse. I can only have a siyach with you. I can only discuss with you. Because, Baruch, I don't know what to do. What can help me out? What can I do? Help me. And that's called a conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. As opposed to telling him what to do, as opposed to even asking him what to do, we're having a conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The women have it easier because they feel more about it. We have to realize this batlus to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have to realize the tmimus kind. We have to be tamim tiyem Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tamim tiyem Hashem Elokecha. We have to become more tamim to realize that we need him and that we are tully in him. And that's the musag of tefillah. Chodesh Nisan is about davening. It's about the inyan avod of tefillah. We should be zeichet to realize what's coming up. This is a big, big zman of tefillah. We're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, looking towards Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the answer is, Mirtz Hashem, we should see what? We should see a lot of rachamim. We should see a lot of refuah shleima. We should see a lot of, what's it called? We should see a lot of Yeshuas, Yeshuas Menachemus. I want to thank the Olam for joining. Mirtz Hashem will be b'keshet.